song. The seven companions materialized in a shock of light, and even as they appeared, the extractor fans of the Metrans came to life, clearing the chamber of gas. The only thing that let them know this Metrans was different from the one they left was the color of the armaglass, a shade of red-violet. Ricky Morales clutched his side, his eyes screwed shut in pain. He still hadn't got used to the discorporation and reintegration of his molecules that was necessary for the Matrans to shunt him to a new location. It didn't help that mere seconds before the companions made it to their previous Matrans unit, Ricky had taken a musket ball in the flank from a pursuing horde of mutant scalies that had claimed the jungles outside the unit as their personal territory in what used to be California. The jarring from the jump only served to make the wound in his side feel worse.
Oh, madre!
Okay, Ricky.
Mildred Wyeth hurried across the small room to the teen's side and opened her satchel of medical supplies. As she moved, Mildred spotted the box and stopped in her tracks.
Ryan? JB?
Ryan Cotter moved to where Mildred had halted and scanned the device with his single blue eye.
Oh, shit.
It was about the size of a shoebox, and the top was open to reveal a mass of wires and a timer, counting down the seconds. JB Dix walked up to peer past Ryan's shoulder.
What the hell is that? Oh.
3 minutes.
Get everyone out of here.
JB reached into his pocket and pulled out a tiny pair of wire cutters. Ryan was already ushering Christy and the others to the chamber door.
Triple red, everyone.
Ryan would wait. He knew why JB wanted to defuse the bomb. If they'd emerged in a hot zone or a settlement of crazies, or both as they had in California, then this chamber might be their only means of escape. Doc and Jack took out their weapons before they hurried through the doorway, while Christy followed a little more slowly. Mildred helped Ricky through, glancing back at JB as the armorer knelt to study the explosive device. A bomb inside the Matrans meant someone had been in this redoubt, wherever it was. Anyone with any brains would have gotten out double quick as soon as they had placed the explosive, but Ryan wasn't taking any chances. He flipped the safety off his Sig Sauer, left the chamber and anteroom, and marched across the control room. It was a redoubt like the one they had just left, as most were. Concrete walls, low ceilings, anteroom and control room, with winking and blinking lights and dials and computer monitors. The lights were on, but that didn't mean anything. Redoubt lights functioned automatically when a Matrans fired to life, which meant that the bomber could be long gone by now, or just around the corner. There were several cracks that ran across one side of the room, up the walls and through the ceiling, wide enough to accommodate a person's arm. Something had struck the redoubt at some time, and struck it hard. Ryan's people fanned out swiftly. A layer of dust was sprinkled on the age-old computer terminals, but Doc noticed immediately that several screens had been wiped clean.
Someone tried to use these. Recently, too.
Ryan waited while the rest of his friends made their way through the room. Jack keyed in the code to open the door. While Ryan waited in the doorway, his single eye fixed on JB, Jack scattered ahead, hunting for danger and for somewhere safe to position the group should the bomb go off.
Ryan, come on, we can't...
We have to try to save it. Get her to safety, Doc.
Christy, I'll see you outside.
Placing his sword cane under one arm, Doc guided Christy down the corridor.
How are you feeling, my dear?
Still kind of woozy.
Lean against me. I may be old, but I'm still good for that much, at least.
Experience had taught them that all of these military bases roughly followed the same basic design. Jack used this knowledge to lead them out of the redoubt. He followed the widest corridor, turning each time it split and choosing the widest corridor again. The overhead lights flickered to life at each junction Jack stepped into, brought to life by motion sensors. The other companions followed as fast as they were able, Doc helping Christy along at his side, Mildred watching Ricky carefully as the lad struggled with his injury. She was worried about JB, but she could also see that Ricky wouldn't make it to the outside in the 2 minutes they had left. He was slowing even now, his face pale from blood loss.
Jack, we're gonna have to stop!
Without slowing his pace, Jack glanced over his shoulder and nodded.
We go. No point out of it, Dan.
Noda turned back to Ricky, indicating an open doorway.
Stop here!
But Ryan said...
I need to look at that wound. In here!
She led Ricky through the open doorway into what appeared to be a television monitoring room.